Off the Ball, GAA.
I think the manner in which Jack and his backroom team managed life post-Mead was just marvellous.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
Delighted to say Una Mullally, columnist for the Irish Times and host of the podcast Saving the City, is with us. Una, we wanted to talk to you about the American football.
Yeah.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but relatively impressed with the way the city was able to roll out the red carpet, and yet at the same time wondering how come it's only for the tourists. Is that a fair summation?
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, I think anybody who is around Dublin city centre over the past week, you know, you couldn't avoid the fact that there was this match happening between the Steelers and the Vikings. You know, all these kind of installations, giant Government of Ireland branded American football helmet near Dublin Castle. Dublin Castle courtyard itself was turned into a fan zone. Merrion Square Park was used for a tailgate party. There were street and road markings, flags down the Liffey, you know, murals were painted over and NFL themed ones were installed. So there was a lot, like the place was festooned, and it just felt a bit incongruous, obviously because it's, you know, a sport parachuting in, but just the fact that we have these huge, you know, national sporting occasions every year, the All-Ireland final weekends I'm referring to. And often, you know, you'd be walking around parts of the city centre and you wouldn't even know that they're on. And there's very little put on for fans or, you know, families or kids who are coming from around the country to enjoy the games. And it's just a bit like, why are we doing this? Well, we know what we're doing, right? It's for the American tourist dollar. But, you know, there should be, if we can do it for that, you know, we can do it for our own sports.
Are we getting better at things like Culture Night and just generally opening the city to stuff, or are we still a little bit trapped? Is it dependent on whether or not there's going to be an influx of tourists for the occasion that we're actually capable of putting on a good show? Like, Paddy's Day seems to have improved over the last decade. There are a few other bits during the year where you're like, oh, I might bring the kids to this. But there isn't like a concerted outpouring or a calendar of like, there are four or five things over the course of the year that I think that the city puts on its best show for.
Yeah, I mean, St. Patrick's Festival has been good in recent years, but actually it's been lessened kind of this year. You know, there used to be kind of a bigger event down at Collins Barracks and stuff like that. Yeah, I think, look, there's certain key moments in the calendar that, you know, where people, loads of people come into the city centre, like Culture Night, for example, but obviously that happens all around the country. But in general, there is a lack of coherence to a more kind of embedded calendar of events, or just city life in general and cultural life, for free, in particular free events for people to enjoy, and just that kind of the vibe that would be quite uplifting. I mean, I'm not opposed to, you know, there being fun stuff on for tourists. Of course I am. It just felt a bit like, I don't know, there's something to do with it. I don't know, is it a confidence thing or an insecurity thing that we can't actually say, well, look at these amazing sports that we have and these are happening in the capital and people are coming from all over the country, which is a much more sustainable tourist base to draw from. And let's put on a show, like let's have stuff for kids. Why isn't Merrion Square utilised for, you know, the All-Ireland final weekends or Dublin Castle? I mean, there was a Super Bowl exhibition on in City Hall. I mean, you know, this is kind of a bit nuts when you look at the, I suppose, the poverty of social and cultural activity around the All-Ireland final weekends. I mean, the government spent 10 million quid on this, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there is a monetary reason that we saw what we saw at the weekend, but there's also, like, is there a deep-rooted psychological thing among Irish people to impress a big country like America?
Yeah, there is. And that's why it feels a bit cringe, you know. I mean, the government paid the NFL 5 million euro for a licence fee for this, and 5 million more was spent on, you know, infrastructural changes around Croke Park and stuff. That's a lot of money. I mean, the core funding for Irish sport from the government is 30 million euro. You know, so like that's only three times what was spent on an NFL game. And I don't think it needs to be like, you know, let's not commodify the sports or do anything silly with them or you know, find new ways to charge people for stuff around it. You know, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something that's a more authentic celebration. It just did feel a bit like, ugh, when you're kind of seeing this inauthentic performance, you know, of tourist stuff and, you know, these big Dublin signs going up everywhere. And it felt like a performance that was, you know, based on extracting money, celebrating a support that has absolutely nothing to do culturally. Yeah. I mean, okay, the Steelers were founded by a guy from Newry or something, but, you know.
Yeah, this went by the Spire yesterday in O'Connor Street, and that big Dublin sign is there sitting next to it. And I was thinking, well, this is for the NFL, but I wonder would it stay?
Yeah,
would they keep
yeah.
that there? You know, it was like, oh, this is something. Because if you look at O'Connor Street architecturally and what it used to be, it's like, like Tom Lee say, like, it's actually beautiful architecturally, but then there's always a sense of edge to the whole place as well. And you point out in your article, I highlighted this paragraph, is creating the conditions for people to have a good time is not a frivolous thing. Dublin City Centre is in desperate need of a greater sense of fun. Is that comparatively, you're saying? Was there a time when it was? Or has it never happened?
I think what has happened in the city over the past decade has been that the urban ecosystem has been broken by poor planning and the housing crisis and, you know, a falling apart of like a coherent cultural infrastructure. And, you know, I think that's what we're seeing the fruits of that bear. Obviously, it was also catalyzed by the pandemic in terms of what we all know what happened there, you know, streets emptied, a lot of vulnerable people were left behind, homelessness and addiction services kind of were condensed in particular areas. And, you know, there's major, major issues with the lack of amenities and social spaces for teenagers in the city. And, you know, there's, you know, one of the biggest businesses and enterprises in this city is the drug trade. Yeah. You know, when you bring all of those things together, this is why people talk about, you know, ambience issues or safety issues or an edge or whatever, even if the crime stats, you know, may not really say, oh, you know, Dublin is relatively safe, but there need it's, you know, safety and, you know, it functioning, you know, is not enough. There needs to actually be a vibrancy and a sense of pleasure and a sense of fun. I think people like Ray O'Donoghue, the nighttime economy advisor in the council, is doing really good stuff. But I think I thought it was interesting, you know, that ultimately this big show was put on and then one of the players got robbed, you know, because no matter how much you gussy up a place or what you do, you know, Dublin's going to Dublin at the moment. And, you know, we need to look at the fundamentals that actually make people feel proud of it, feel engaged.
Could say it's the authentic Dublin experience that they have.
Well, yeah, maybe. But I mean, I think that, you know, it is that thing of why do other people get this stuff and people who live in the city don't? You know, that's a really valid question. And why is the government willing to spend on that?
Well, it's very beneficial for the government, wasn't it? I mean, like this, it was an easy sell for them and an easy motivation. It was like, look at this big enterprise coming over. Of course, we want to show off what we can do. We like being told we're good.
Yeah, but we need...
When it goes home, though, we're just left to ourselves. We're like, ah, forget about that.
Yeah, but we need to tell ourselves that we're good.
I wonder, is that in us?
You know, but I don't think it's particularly in the calibre of the leadership that is rolling out this kind of stuff across the city or in government. I think people are frustrated by it. I think the kind of cynical and snide-ish or the kind of eye roll that a lot of Dubliners had towards this event kind of taking over the city is because when these tourists go home, there isn't going to be a party thrown for the people who kind of live here, who move here, who visit here from around the country. And I think that feeling is just like, well, we know exactly what's happening here. And, you know, the economic benefit, I think they kind of estimated 64 million. You know, how people kind of come up with this stuff around flights and hotels, I don't know. But the college, American, you know, the college football game, obviously college football is a bigger spectator sport than the NFL in the US. But I mean, that seems to generate more money. 64 mil for a 10 million spend. I think a more sustainable spend is actually people around the country feeling like they can visit Dublin, because I know loads of people who don't live in Dublin who aren't going to come, won't come to the city. They don't feel it's safe. They feel it's overpriced. They don't feel like there's a lot of stuff on. And would it not be much more sustainable and give us a bigger sense of civic pride to actually be like, no, there's loads of stuff on for everybody who lives in the country now, not people who are just coming in for a few days.
I think you can do both.
I think you can, yeah. And
I hope that this is the start of it. The data used to, for that, for the number that they would make up, used to come from an independent consultancy who was paid by the people who wanted to get the results for the figures of what was spent. Now, apparently, the credit card companies will actually tell you what the average spend is.
Yep.
Apparently, this group of people travelling have travelled for longer than any of the other international games. So I think the economic benefit is actually going to be higher than they first thought. It has been more successful and more Steelers fans came than they expected. They kind of thought that a bunch of Europeans, Americans from Europe would come to Dublin. And
yeah.
It turned out
there were a lot of German football fans as well.
They're like a massive market.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to happen every year. But I do think that there's merit in, like, why can't we have nice stuff for ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it's like, well, if you can do that for them, you should be able to do it for other things. You're a bit sceptical about the GAA being an...
I don't think the GAA has a self-confidence problem. I don't think the GAA is kind of under or unaware of what it has. Or kind of that, I know you're saying that kind of somewhat Irish characteristic. I don't think it's underplayed at all. I think the GAA is perfectly satisfied with where it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, because you kind of then, you do... I'd be reluctant for it because I'm not sure who it's for. Like, I get the idea of if you want to make something in the city for the people in the city, but people don't travel in the same way. Like, people don't tend to come up for a full weekend for that final, because if you're from Donegal this weekend, if you're from Donegal this weekend, you've done, and you're going to most games, you've done at least 5, 6, 7.
Mm.
So the cost is exorbitant over across the year. But the only other thing I'd say as well is that I don't think... So the majority of people, so there's tourists and stuff, you're saying, going to that and coming to that game. But it's not necessarily tourists, I suppose, who are attracted to an All-Ireland final. So for the people who can get it, it's supporters. And specifically even for the bigger day, like the All-Ireland semi-finals now is as big a day as the final in terms of attendance. And those people don't, I don't know if they will need, have the want to be entertained in the same way that tourists do. They're not tourists, you know what I mean?
People can be tourists in Ireland as well.
Yeah, like, for sure. But I suppose that's a... Yeah, but what do we want to do then? Do we want to bring more people into these games who don't necessarily want... aren't there as supporters? You want to exhibit...
I think it's more acknowledging... Like, I'm not saying that the GAA has a confidence issue or doesn't know what it has. Like, I don't think that. I think it's more... The city and, you know, the kind of leadership in society. I think it's more like, should we not be marking it in some way? I'm not saying you do this facsimile. I'm not saying you take everything that happened at the weekend and, you know, transpose that on top of an All-Ireland final thing. But I just think, like, if you're coming up from anywhere, any county outside of Dublin, and, like, wouldn't it be deadly if you could arrive a few hours earlier and if there was something for your kids to do, you know, if there were some kind of games or activities, or if you could actually get a cheap and nice meal, if there was kind of a fan parade, and also if there was, you know, maybe if there was outdoor screenings of the match in Smithfield or Dublin Castle Courtyard for people without tickets that were free, that would actually bring people together. I think it has to be done in a way that feels authentic and celebratory, and that, and as you say, that people want, you know, it can't be, you know, corny or a commodification of it. But I do feel that besides, you know, the flags on the Liffey, like, really, what are we doing to mark these occasions? And I think, you know, people from the suburbs of Dublin would also come into the city for that as well. People are always looking for stuff to do, you know. And the demand for free events in the city when they're put on is massive. And I just feel like we need more of that, and to, you know, reclaim the city, I suppose, as a place to hang out and to experience stuff that's pro-social.
It's like there's a template has been shown. We can adapt that template and apply it to other things.
Yep.
And that need not necessarily be sports events. It could be sports events because that's obvious, but there's probably loads of other things that we could do this around.
Yeah. Yeah.
and ultimately it's self-perpetuating.
Yeah. I mean, if there was an, if I didn't have a ticket, I mean, I rarely have a ticket to the All-Ireland final, but if I didn't, like, if there was a free outdoor screening on with, like, loads of people having the crack, I would go. I'd fully go to that.
I suppose they do have them in the counties that are involved.
Yeah, yeah, but that's fine. And I'm not saying, you know, shut down this, because obviously if your county is playing and you want to stay in your county, if you don't have a ticket, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's 1.5 million people living in Dublin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, so for, yes, for the fans who are coming up for the match, who have something to do before and after, you know, that isn't confined to, you know, hanging around outside a pub, because, you know, there's plenty of families who go who don't want to do that, or it mightn't be appropriate for their age, their kids or whatever. And also for people living in the city. Like, I want there to be a celebratory buzz around things that are culturally important and significant to us. I think that's a positive thing.
What I think would be really cool around both All-Ireland final days is down that path in the middle of O'Connell Street.
Yeah.
So if you turn that into like a almost like a food market,
mm-hmm,
all
yeah.
the way up, and if there was room for a bit of seating as well.
Yeah.
So what you can do is the selling point is it's the All-Ireland final day, but you need not attend at all. You might have no interest in it whatsoever, but yeah. it is a day of celebration in the country, right? So it's like markets there. You could do like penalty type of competition in a confined area for kids and all that.
100%.
And it's a path of fun from O'Connell Street that turns right onto Dorset Street.
Yeah.
And
right
then
idea.
Down into Drumcondra. And then it's like there's actually something for everyone as you go up and turn right on your way to the All-Ireland final. But you don't have to go if you don't want to.
Yeah. That's a great idea. I mean, let's not replicate Wembley Way, but, you know, it is a great idea, you know.
But it's, and it's like, I'll meet you at this part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You'll be over there. And this is like from early morning mm-hmm. on, and you're getting all sorts of demographics. And then ideally that goes a long way into proving that O'Connell Street and Dublin City Centre can be safe
yeah.
when there's actually big crowds there, because it's safety in numbers of like enterprise with business,
yeah.
but also community spirit.
Yeah, the more footfall, the more
any of that.
The more safe things are. That'd be great, you know. I mean, one of the other things, does this exist? I mean, this is actually a commercial thing, so I don't know. But I'm always fascinated by the fact that there isn't like a massive GAA shop or store on All-Ireland final day. Like, I know obviously there's Crow Park and a merchandise
yeah.
kind of thing, but I just find that totally mad.
No pop-up like Oasis and NFL.
No, or the, yeah, well, two NFL pop-ups.
Yeah, definitely. Like, fashion is so powerful when it comes to a movement of any sort.
Yeah.
So if you, it doesn't have to be the direct jerseys of all four counties involved that year in the final, but it can be knockoff or retro kits of any county at all or anything. But it's an attractive group thing where people are like buying into it literally and yeah. metaphorically.
And I do, like, I do think, you know, obviously the GAA has, you know, a good bit of cash. But I mean, if the government can hand over 5 million euro to
yeah.
what is probably the world's richest sporting organisation. I mean, their revenue last year, or what they handed around to teams, was nearly 12 billion euro. I mean, they can do it for the GAA.
Now, that's an idea I have. My sense of reality will be, give this another week. Everyone will have forgotten this happened. And the GEA themselves will say, well, there's no problem. Like, there's no problem at all with this.
But there is no problem. Like, what is the problem?
So therefore, but you see, it doesn't have to be a problem. You can improve something. So it's like, well, this is great and it's fine and sure.
Would it not be nice to let the kids have some fun?
It would, like, but we've been doing it for like 140 years or
you
so.
Know, but sometimes we can make things slightly better.
But what's the impulse to constantly change it? I don't know, making
the weekend a festival.
I don't think anything's being changed.
Yeah, we're not changing anything about the actual Ireland final.
You know, because whatever. The
why do it that weekend? Why not do it any other weekend then? Or why not, like,
well, it's obviously the celebration of then? It's a celebration of the.
But you'll have four finals across a 2 month period.
Yeah.
Four big celebrations, and they'll be slightly different yeah. things each time.
Are you like opposed to having a good time? Is this what it's about?
No, like, probably been accused of that. Like, that's, I just know, like, from going to it, that the last thing you want to do, like, that you're a bundle of nerves.
Yeah, you don't have to do it. You see, you can just go and you can do the same thing that you always do, but like for other people.
It's not even for the 80,000. Like they're going to do their thing anyway.
It's actually for everybody else.
It's for the city.
For the there's 1 point, however many people live in Dublin. It's for the million plus.
Yeah, so it's for the city. you know?
This isn't the GAA's problem at all. Like, that's the thing. It's like they're not doing anything wrong here. It's actually how to improve Dublin.
Yeah.
Coincided with the day that drives people to Dublin.
Yeah.
That's why they go there.
Yeah.
Whatever about the safety standards of Dublin, the fans of counties outside of Dublin will still go to the All-Ireland final in Dublin.
Yeah.
That's one thing you can guarantee. Mm-hmm. They will come up for that. So while they're here, oh, that's what it could be.
Yeah, and just giving people a better picture or a better idea. I mean, we look at the kind of performance of the city that was put on for American tourists. Like, I think that we need to offer a better picture of the capital to everybody from around the country who's visiting it. Again, as I said, it's a more sustainable tourist base. But also, like, the capital is a national issue. You know, it's not just an issue for Dubliners, new and old. And the capital belongs to all of us. Like, it's our capital city. Mm-hmm. And I just feel that when people come, you know, when people come to a match, when people go to a gig, you know, and obviously the All-Ireland Finals are an obvious thing. I'd love if people were coming into the city centre and being like, oh, this is great, isn't it? This is so nice. And then feeling acknowledged and feeling like the occasion is marked in a bigger way for our national sports. I just feel like anything that we can do to kind of increase pro-social behaviour, that kind of sense of civic pride and feeling valued, I think that there's an underlying thing that happened at the weekend that makes a lot of people just, you know, even subconsciously, it's like this kind of sense of feeling valued. Like, we get a city that has very limited resources, poor amenities, and not much, you know, investment in terms of pleasure, which is really, really important. And then when other people come with seemingly bigger wallets, it's like, yeah, no, you get all that. And I just feel that, you know, a lot, like, there's a lot of bad vibes in the city. And I think a lot of that is just people not feeling valued as well. So whatever kind of thing we can, whatever kind of way we can do to kind of reinforce the fabric of that kind of good vibe, I think would be a positive thing.
That perception then is probably, it's unfair in certain parts of Dublin, because Dublin can be great still.
Yeah, of course.
I do always have the question, I've been up here a good few years, but I always have the question, it was like, if you didn't drink, what would you do in Dublin?
Yeah, I think increasingly that's what a lot of visiting tourists are saying. I mean, obviously tourism has fallen a lot. And I think that, you know, I sometimes, you know, like troll, like, you know, Reddit and stuff for like Europeans and Americans visiting Dublin to see what they're saying. And it's just like, yeah, really, there's nothing really to do, you know, and you know, apart from obviously there's like there is loads to do, but a lot of this culture that's really great, you kind of have to really know. It's not immediately obvious. And I do
Henrietta
think...
Henrietta Street and all that, like there's some really cool things.
Yeah, there's amazing stuff. Yeah. But I think that we need to... Yeah, if you don't drink, in the context, apart from going to the match, but or the All-Ireland Finals, whether it's hurling or camogie or football or whatever, if you don't drink, if you're not going to the pub, if you're not hanging outside, you know, the Boar's Head or whatever, or any of the pubs in Drumcondra close to the stadium, like, what is there to do? And I think that there should be more to do. I mean, I don't have kids, but I do wonder, like, yeah, could there be more to do for kids in the city around the match? Like, the majority of kids in the city, you know, are dealing with so, like, such limited resources. It makes me really sad. I mean, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of kids in Dublin 8 who don't even have a full-size playing pitch, you know? Yeah. And wouldn't it be amazing for kids in the city who can't afford, or their families can't afford, for them to go to the match, to actually have stuff to do around it as well?
Yeah.
You know, that might feel like, you know, this is happening in your city and this is a great national occasion, and now you're involved in it as well. You're not just looking at people walking down your street for a game that you'll never be able to afford to go to. Like,
Even tarting up the parks and using the parks on match days was something like, oh, well, that's interesting. What if we did this again? And opening Dublin Castle to a new bunch of people who probably haven't been before.
Yeah.
That could be very powerful.
Yeah.
You're in a food for thought. Thanks very much for joining us.
Cheers.